You join me here on RNIB Connect Radio, and we've just had the England-China match in the blind football here, the men's blind football at the IBSA World Blind Games 2023. Sadly, I've not really sort of gone England's way, but a really good match. And I've got England's head coach here, Adam Bendall, and I've also got Roy Turnham, one of the England players. A tough match, I think, don't you think?
Yeah, it was a tough game. They're a top side. They've won a number of medals in Paralympics, so we knew it was going to be tough. But I think we gave a good account of ourselves. We created chances at times, just unfortunate not to finish them off. But yeah, they're a good side. And when you need a goal, we knew we needed to win the game. We were going to leave ourselves a little bit more open at the back. So yeah, it was unfortunate that they scored.
Yeah, it's fine margins in a top level sport like this. You know, there's no easy teams. And yet, you know, the games we've played, they've all been very close run affairs, and unfortunately we've come on the wrong side of it. Yeah, but good game for the spectators, I guess.
Yeah, it was a good game. I mean, it was nice to see, you know, a couple of free kicks, a few corners there was a lot of sort of action going on, and it was just a shame that, you know, there wasn't a goal by England. But it was a really good match. As a coach, Adam, you know, sort of what do you sort of take away from a match like today?
I take away quite a lot of things, Toby. Like, we had the ability to go toe-to-toe with them, force them back. A lot of teams show China quite a lot of respect when they have the ball, and the game becomes a game of chess. Today we wanted to disrupt that and impose ourselves, and I feel like we did do that. FA up front created some chances for us. He's only 18. Issa, who's 17, it did really well at times when he came on, and obviously the more senior lads in the squad were able to provide that platform for them to do that. But yeah, on the whole, you can take a lot of positives, but I think probably the main emotion and feeling right now is disappointment that we haven't managed to get out of the group.
And for you, Roy?
I think for me, I think it's great to see youngsters coming through. I think, you know, when you're considered as one of the senior players, you know, you want to leave a legacy, and it's a shame that legacy at the moment doesn't involve us getting to, you know, to Paris 2024. But you look at the things that you can do to help the next generation of footballers, and it's great to see players like FA, Issa, Azeem, who's, you know, who up and coming players who, you know, have grown in stature this year. And, you know, for me as a senior player, it's a responsibility to help those players, you know, to take the game further, take the English game further, and you know, bring them through and support everyone. Obviously, as well, I'm disappointed, you know, there's such great support out there. Family and friends have come to watch us, and I'm sorry we just weren't able to sort of get over the line and get them a win today.
Yeah, but I mean, I don't think you can feel too bad about things. It was a good game, and, you know, the spectators were really enjoying it. And it was also having, you know, football here in Birmingham for the IBSA World Blind Games. You know, it's a great showcase for people to see what blind football is all about.
Yeah, definitely. I think it's great that we've had a home World Games, and what the most important thing is now is that we build off the momentum of that and make sure that visually impaired young people have the chance to play sport. Hopefully they enjoy footballing and they can get involved, and, you know, that's what we wanted to do as a team as well, is try and leave a legacy on the pitch that people want to come and join and play our sport. We're all really hugely passionate about it, we love it, and hopefully, you know, people listening or wherever this goes out to, there can be players of the future, both male and female, that can be inspired by coming to an event like this and seeing what's possible.
And I think that's all of it, isn't it, Roy? It's inspiring the next generation of young people to come into blind football.
Absolutely, and it's not just necessarily going on to play for your country. It could just be recreationally, but, you know, where a sport starts, the passion starts when you find something that you really enjoy. And, you know, football in a mainstream setting can be very challenging for visually impaired people to access. And through a tournament like this, you know, in England's second city, hopefully it can really show people what is possible, you know, show parents that their children can play football, you know, with the right rules, the right support, the right equipment, everything else, you know, alongside all the other sports that are here. You know, there's a wealth of opportunity. And I would say to anyone who wants to know more is to really get in touch, find out, you know, who the contacts are, you know, reach out and find out more, you know, and try and, you know, that would be a great legacy. If plenty of young people began to play the sport because of this tournament, that'd be a fantastic legacy, wouldn't it?
Yeah. And I mean, it's a real legacy for these games, is to inspire lots of blind and partially sighted people to get into sport. Adam, now sort of, you know, obviously this hasn't worked out well, but there's other events, aren't there? I mean, obviously Paris would have been fantastic for the team to go to Paris, but there's more beyond Paris, isn't there?
Yeah, we've got other tournaments in the future to look forward to, and like Roy said, I think the aim for us now is to look to the future and see what is out there. Like, there's going to be obviously more competitions for us. I think our next one now will probably be 2025, maybe 2026. So yeah, it could be a while before we play international football again. Hopefully we can make sure that, like I said, we find new players to impact that squad and move forward and move the sport forward as well.
Well, I think the sport will always move forward, and you know, I'm sorry about today, but there's obviously the future and there's more tournaments and everything else.
We've always produced very talented blind footballers, and we've always been at the top end of competitions, and I think that proved that today with and this week. I mean, the Germany result was very disappointing, but we went toe-to-toe with Argentina and had chances in that game, and we've gone toe-to-toe with China, and on a different day that result is different. So I think people would definitely fear us, and we're not far away. We just need to keep making sure that the young players and future players carry the torch on, carry the baton on.
Well, I think that's the thing from the whole of these World Games, is to inspire more blind and partially sighted people to get in. Well, thank you very much indeed, Adam and Roy, for chatting with me, and wish you all the best for the future. Thank you, Boyd.
Yeah. Pleasure. Thank you.
Thank you, Toby. Cheers.
Cheers.
Thank you.